CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Something that's horrible in life, and apparently 40% of people have suffered from these from one time or another, is a migraine.
Yep.
And I think I've had probably one in my whole life, so I've been pretty lucky. But there's nothing quite like it. It's something that, it's actually really worrying when you get one. Have you ever had one?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've had bad headaches, but a migraine, isn't that where you just can't even get out of bed? It's that bad.
You can't
pain
open
behind
your eyes
is so bad. I've kind
Depends.
Of had one, but
it's different types.
Yeah, my stepmom used to get them real bad to the point she'd lock herself in a room in the dark.
Yeah, well, that's what usually you have to do when you get a migraine. But one of our mates, actually, she suffered from headaches and migraines for probably 2 years now, and she actually got Botox the other day because they say if you get Botox in certain areas, it helps.
I've heard that.
That's, you know, the drastic measures that she's having to go to try and, you know, get rid of it.
Yeah.
But there's a video that's doing the rounds on the internet in the last couple of weeks, and it's a guy by the name of Camille K. Wozzarecco, and he's a business consultant that does videos on YouTube.
Okay.
And he actually shared this video in 2012, but this week it's gone viral, and it's racked up over 1.5 million views, and it's actually a video guide to end a headache or migraine in just 2 minutes.
Is this the video?
Yeah, here's a piece of the video.
Every time I ask you the question, I really want you to have a look and answer the question, okay? Do not go like, what kind of question is it? Just, you know, have a look and answer the question, okay? Okay, so the first question is, where is your headache? What color is it? What shape is it? So I hope you answered those questions. So, for example, yeah, it's somewhere here. It's maybe black and it's like rounded, yeah? Okay. So again, where is your headache? What shape is it? What color is your headache? By now, it should have been gone. I believe now you don't have your headache anymore.
Which, that's a cut-down version of the video.
And I want to suck your blood.
But the guy actually says at the end of the video, like you hear him, that a lot of people, the headache should be gone. And it's some sort of tactic where you concentrate on the area where the headache is. And the comments on the video are very interesting. Like, there's people that have commented saying, are you a wizard? I just did this and it worked.
Really?
And then there's other people saying, thank you for teaching me this. I get migraines all the time and I've never been able to release a migraine naturally, and now I can.
And it works on majority of people? Because I think of people that it doesn't work on, I'd be like, oh, mate, I'm picturing my colour, I'm picturing what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
Well, they're also saying that some people have to do it multiple times, like it doesn't work on the first go. But this one guy said, he's like, I was pretty... He goes, I wasn't believing it until I did it for the seventh time and my headache just went away.
The seventh?
Yeah.
You've got to go through it seven times.
So 14 minutes. I mean, that's not that long. If you've got a migraine,
yeah.
I'd try it. I'd try anything, which I think's amazing. I did want to do on 13, 12, 16 this morning, which I don't think we have time for now, but we might be able to do it tomorrow morning. If someone had a headache, we could play the video for them down the line and we could see if it actually worked.
Oh, God, if you're listening to us with a headache, you're in trouble, eh?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good for anyone.
That is not great.
Hey, look, 13, 12, 16, it doesn't take too long to put it to the test.
I'd love to put it to the test to see if it actually works.
If you've got a headache right now, 13, 12, 16, we'll put this in. We'll see what these calls are about. We'll come back.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.
Got some exciting news just through on this.
Central Coast, are you ready for the biggest thing in darts history? Bree and Jaunty's Dart Team 2017. Introducing Bree, Heaven at Dart Thomasel, and Daniel Dart Simpson Gore. Central Coast, let there be darts.
You don't treat me no good no more.
Of course, Sonia Darter there.
Yeah, well
it's
done,
our
guys. Walkout song.
It is our walkout song.
Where have we played on the coast? We've played at a few different establishments, dart nights.
We went to the Central Coast Leagues Club upstairs. That was a ripper night on a Friday. If you want to get down and play some social darts, it is a good time.
Good people in the darts
great
community,
people.
Can I say. We've met some really great people. A lot of them lent us their darts.
Where else did we go? We went out to Tuggerah.
The entrance leagues.
We
went to the entrance leagues club. Great crew out there on a Monday night.
Yeah.
If you want to get down to that. And also there's a dart night at Edelong on Wednesday.
Yeah, which we're going to... Are we going to play that Wednesday night?
I think we are, yeah, this Wednesday. Tomorrow night, we're going to go out there and play.
It's our final one before we take this show on the road. We're going national with this thing. We've been talking about it, and we've been waiting to find out whether or not we get this thing over the line, but it's been confirmed that we are taking the Bree and Gaundy Central Coast Darts team to Melbourne.
There's a reason.
Yes. There's a big darts competition going down.
Yeah, there's a darts night at the pub there in St Kilda, and
we just wanted to go and play a couple of the guys down there.
Couple of beers.
Producer H, what's the official name of this event?
The Unibet Melbourne Darts Masters, put on by the Professional Darts Corporation, and it is part of the World Series of Darts.
Oh, all right, we didn't need the whole info on it.
Yeah, we're going to be there is what it's going to be.
Rach has done some awesome work behind the scenes. We're actually going to go to the media junket where all the big dart players are going to be there, and we're going to get to play the best the world stage.
So Phil the Power Taylor's going to be there, is he?
Yeah, because there was talks that he retired and then he was back on board. That guy makes over $1 million a year playing darts.
Playing darts.
Yeah.
I know why he's back. He heard. He got wind that we're coming. And he didn't want to miss us getting there.
You know, it's like if you're a world champion boxer. It's like if Floyd Mayweather retired and then he heard about, you know, the best thing that ever was coming up in boxing. You need to come out of retirement for that.
Well, he kind of... He did knock back Jeff Horn.
Yeah. He's... No. So you're saying you're comparing us to Jeff Horn?
Yeah, we're very Jeff Horn.
Oh. I wouldn't say we're even that good.
Rach, can you just rattle off some of the stuff that's going on there? Because we've got the media junket, which we're going to go to with Phil the Power Taylor. What else can we be doing there with our darts team 2017?
You're taking on some of the people that are playing in this tournament. We get to go along to the tournament.
Do they know about that yet, or we're just going to jump up and throw some darts and then run?
Well, the organiser of the event does. I'm not sure whether any of the players do just yet.
I'm planning on throwing a dart from the crowd.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
And our show live on Friday from Melbourne as well.
Yeah,
so
from the Melbourne studios, which man. Would be cool.
Get excited about an event you probably didn't even know about until now. I mean.
And if you've ever seen a dart event on TV, it's big.
It's big crowds.
It's huge.
Yeah.
We're going to try and get on the television.
That's the plan. That's the only reason we're going. Darts Team 2017. So we leave after the show on Thursday, after we do the Gosford Waterfront thing. And Thursday night's the media junket and the whole deal. So we'll bring you all the latest action from that event in Melbourne on this show.
Let's not get arrested. Well, if something happens, then,
good press.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
All right, let's do this morning. 1 second song challenge. It gets serious in here. We don't take this lightly.
No, we don't. I had my best game I've ever had last week and you were away.
Oh, really?
So I've used up all my wins for the year.
Kelly in Blue Haven is on Team Bree this morning and Bianca in Halekalani is on Team Gaundy.
Morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning.
All right, good luck with it, ladies. You just got to sit there and do nothing, but hopefully one of us will get the job done for you. Who's going first this week?
I have no idea because you weren't here last Tuesday.
I think it's you. I'm pretty sure.
Going first or walking out?
Going first.
Going first?
Yeah,
of course. So Breeze is going out this morning.
All right.
Are your headphones working now?
No, they're not great. That's a bit better.
Are you
using
mine?
I'm on the other side of the desk, yeah. Okay. It's all right. I can play under any conditions.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song. You can name any artist that is featured on the track.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do this thing.
3, 2.
Elton John.
Yep.
Fatboy Slim.
Nope.
Pass. A little less conversation.
Yes, Elvis. I'll give it to you.
Pass on that one. Eminem.
Yep.
Toy Soldiers. Empire of the Sun.
Yep.
Would you dance?
Enrique Iglesias.
Yep. If you get the last one, I'll give it to you.
Eskimo Joe, Black Fingernails, Red Wine.
You did. That's 6.
And the one that I missed out on was, it went, oh,
not giving it to you, even if you get it. You got 6 out of 7.
I don't know it anyway.
That's not bad from you.
I was pretty happy with that.
That's pretty good. Yeah. She can come back in now. Breeze turn. 6 out of 7 is not bad.
6 out of 7.
I think that's probably one of your...
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What was that?
Nothing. Didn't say anything. Same deal for you, Brianna. 20 seconds okay. on the clock. 1 second of each song.
Yes.
Name, artist, any of the artists that are on the song. Are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2.
I remember.
Pass. Little Less Conversation.
Yep.
Pass. Pass. Pass.
Would you dance?
Enrique Iglesias.
Yep.
Black Fingernails, Red
Wine. Yep. If you get the last one, I'll give it to you.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, God, that's played in R&B Friday. Mm-hmm. The lot.
Three.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2. I'm not going to make you guess it because it's pointless.
No,
Gaundy smashed it. He got 6 out of 7 today.
I didn't know any of them.
I didn't get to that last one. Was that Mary J. Blige?
No.
Oh,
that
who's that last
like
one?
Mary J. Blige.
Eve and Gwen Stefani was the last one. Which means Bianca and Halle Kalani has scored yourself the tickets this morning.
Ew, yeah, Gaundy.
Yeah, Bianca. Had you back on that one. Had you back.
Cheers,
how did you play in the car? Did you know those?
No.
No idea? Okay.
Not at all.
And Bree spoke. Quickly go back through them, Rach.
Go through them. Yeah. Okay, so the first one, Crocodile Rock, Elton John.
Old school.
Little Less Conversation, Elvis. EMF, Unbelievable.
Oh, I didn't
You're
get that
unbelievable.
One.
Toy Soldiers, Eminem. Empire of the Sun, Walking on a Dream. Enrique Iglesias' Hero. Black Fingernails, Red Wine. Eskimo Joe. And the final one, which Breezer got to, was Eve and Gwen Stefani.
I got 6 out of 7.
Some risque, some weird ones in there.
Little bit, but I have to because I've used a lot of the mainstream ones that we play.
Yeah, true.
Music, I guess.
Going a little bit harder.
Look for the hottest brands and the hottest prices this winter. It has to be Trader Vic's, up to 70% off. We just gave away a voucher for that. And Bianca is the winner this morning. Our 1 second song challenge. We did it. We did it.
Yeah, we did.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
We're innovative on this show, and I've bought you a lot of new products that I've kind of brought to the table that I felt have been pretty good.
You got another one?
This, I think, is the best new product I've ever had on the show.
Could top it all.
Bree and Gaundy's new products.
Actually, they're usually pretty weird and not that useful.
Oh.
This one's big.
Okay.
It's game-changing, I'd say.
Technology-based. I'm always interested to find out its background.
Food-based.
Food, okay.
Which is a good time.
I often say they need to come up with a new food.
Can I get your help? I've put some products outside the studio, some food stuff, which this product has been doing the rounds on the internet, and it caught my attention straight away. It's sweeping the foodie nation.
What is it? I'm excited. Is Rach bringing it in?
No, she's not bringing it in. I've got a few different foods this morning to test out this product on.
Okay.
Have you seen the product doing the rounds on the internet? Bacon seasoning.
No, haven't seen bacon seasoning.
Literally, think of any normal seasoning you get at the supermarket. Think of like, what do they have? Moroccan seasoning. They've got garlic salt. Think of that. In bacon seasoning form.
How's this not already been thought of? It's bacon flavour. Who hasn't thought of this?
I know. Hasn't been thought of. This is the first of its type on the market. And it's from a guy who actually, he's the founder of a company called Delici-U. And he creates all different types of seasonings, different types. But I've got a few different foods this morning that we can test this on, which I picked these up early this morning at the 7-Eleven. And the guy literally judged me. He was like, why are you buying chips? At 4:30 in the morning.
How's the 7-Eleven guy judging? Doesn't he get all sorts of... I mean, you're open 24 hours a day. You'd have weird stuff happen all the time, wouldn't
That's
you?
That's true.
Yeah.
He was definitely judging me. Oh, on first smell, it smells like bacon.
Where did you get this from?
The bacon? Internet.
Oh, you ordered it off the internet.
Yes, you can order it off the internet. If you want to try this, you can go to the Delici-U Facebook page. We'll post it on our Facebook page if you want to try it.
Okay, if you love bacon and you want bacon-flavoured... seasoning.
I'm going to season these chips here.
So what are they? Salt? What are they? Just salt chips?
They're just, normal
just
salt.
Just salted, yeah.
Original.
Original, yeah.
All right. Let's get that flavour on there.
Man, the flavour's cranking.
All right.
All right.
Shake it around a little bit and have a try of those.
All right. I'm going to go one with a lot of flavour on it.
Go on. Give it a crack. What does it taste like?
Tastes like bacon chips.
Does it?
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's brilliant. Why haven't Smith's bought those out?
Bacon chips, I know.
Bacon chips. Are they idiots over there at Smith's Chips?
Hey, that is good.
Is it good?
It kind of tastes like Cheetos.
Does it?
Yeah, a little bit like Cheetos.
What about popcorn? I'm just going
These are really nice.
I'm just going to put this on the popcorn here. Okay, you can stop eating the chips.
Sorry. I'm not handing them back.
Yeah, Rach said you want to hand them over so she can try it.
These belong to me now.
I want to try them.
Well, you can come around here and grab it off. Okay. Give me popcorn. Again, it's bacon-flavoured popcorn.
Delicious.
Yeah, it is good. Cheeto flavour.
What about, they always say in America...
Oh, that's so, it's not bad, actually.
Oh, that's delicious.
It's a strong flavour.
What it's about, nice. They always say...
It's more cheese than bacony. It's like a cheesy bacon.
One of my favourite flavours is sweet and savoury put together. So what about a chocolate donut with bacon flavouring on it?
Yeah. Is that a Krispy Kreme?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a chocolate Krispy Kreme donut.
Chocolate Krispy Kreme.
Give that a whirl.
Jeez, this would be the real test, won't it?
What does that taste like?
Oh, doesn't look amazing.
Oh,
but
the popcorn's amazing. The
popcorn is good.
Oh, that's a lot of seasoning.
Oh, that is a lot of seasoning. It tastes like...
Roll it around in your mouth. Mm. Get a feel for it.
It's like a chocolatey bacon donut.
That's
amazing.
Obviously the best thing ever created.
It is worst on the donut, I've got to say. Quite obviously.
Don't you hate on the bacon seasoning?
I'm
not. What did the bacon seasoning do?
No,
to
it
you?
Was good on the chips. It was good on the popcorn. It's a stinker on the donut.
Ooh.
Here, I'll break the bit off where I've bitten and you can try some. Oh. All right? There you go. Try that bit. You tell me. This is the ultimate test. Oh, that's foul, actually. Now that I've had it all together.
Okay. Let me give this a whirl.
Okay, see if you like it. Chocolate donut with bacon seasoning. Your review.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, of course you like
it's
it.
Terrible. It's actually really good.
You'll eat anything on a donut.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
I'm excited about this sort of stuff. I know nothing about it, but I get excited about it when they talk about flying cars.
Yeah.
Potentially coming to Australia. Uber's looking at it at the moment, and they're eyeing off Sydney and Melbourne.
Well, we'll still pay all that money in tax for the roads, won't we? The government will find some way around it.
You love to tee off on the government.
Oh,
any
trust
chance
me.
You get.
They're on my list. They're on my list at the moment.
You're going to be an old lady sitting on your porch one day. Oh, that government, I tell you what.
See, I'm not Liberal or Labor. I'll go for both of them.
Oh,
I'll take both of them down.
Scrap the government and let's just have a free society and run wild. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be good.
But do we have to pay taxes for the skies?
Well, you will. They'll have a sky tax.
Sky tax.
They will. Look, the government always find a way around it.
It's a real thing because the head of Uber's Elevate program, which they're calling it, they're doing tests and stuff at the moment, and they say they want to go to Sydney because Sydney's shown that they're forward thinkers and we've got a congestion problem here. Mm-hmm. But they're saying 2023. That's not far away.
That's not far away.
They're going to do it in Dubai and Dallas in 2020, but they legitimately feel like they're not far off.
And how are they going to do it? What, is it going to be an aeroplane or is it going to be more like a helicopter style?
I've seen pictures of it. It's kind of a mix between, it looks more like a helicopter. It's like a mini helicopter taxi. So you don't actually physically own it. It's more just a little taxi trip, but they're saying it's going to cost, if you think it's going to cost thousands of dollars just for one trip, it's not. It's going to be the same price as their cheapest Uber fare.
Yeah, that's because no one will want to be testing it out up
I'll
front.
Test it. I'll test it.
Go on then. I hate flying as it is.
They reckon you can go from Bondi to the city if you're ever in Sydney, and it takes, their estimates say it takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
That's it, rather than sitting in traffic.
That's pretty good.
It's very Jetsons-like. They're even saying it's a Jetsons-style project.
Yeah.
You used to watch the Jetsons when you were a kid?
Yeah, I love the Jetsons. Pete joins Jetson.
His boy, Elroy.
I like the dog.
Well, yeah, the dog was good
the
too, right?
The dog was cool.
So you wouldn't put it to the test if it ever hit the skies?
Not first up.
No?
No way. Even like these driverless cars, no thanks.
No, you're not getting that?
No, people have already died from it.
It's kind of like the first person back in the day to first test skydiving in a way. It's like, all right, who's going to jump out of the plane first? Anybody?
It's the same with airplanes. Who tested that first? Because I wouldn't be putting my hand up for that.
Hey, but they're flying fine now
most of the time.
Yeah.
But all those other people would have perished before we got to the good one.
Well, they made a sacrifice for the rest of us.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I don't give a news.
Don't worry, guys. Scoop was coming up after this, which, I mean, everyone loves. But first, we've got to get to the stories that you just don't care about, that you see in the news all the time.
There's a stack. There's a lot.
There's a bunch.
So, Producer Rach, she's the judge in this. We're going to deliver the news stories. We're going to try and sell them in a way, do we?
Yes.
And she got to pick which one she cares less about.
Exactly right.
Okay.
All right. Who's going to go first?
Your choice.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, this story, I mean, great to see this lady back in the news. I mean, I love any story that they write on this lady. She really shot to fame in MKR a couple of years ago. Ash Pollard's back in the news, guys. Big news headline. Ash Pollard dating Ninja Warrior contestant.
I don't give a shit news.
Apparently the two have been spotted cuddling in a local restaurant. Jack Wilson's his name. You probably don't remember him because, I mean, who does? Ash and him, although haven't come out and said that they're officially together, there's been hints on Twitter, guys, and people are getting very excited about this A-lister couple.
Okay, and she was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, right? She did a little stint on that.
Last year.
So now she's just sniffing around reality shows on who she can date.
I mean, she said she's keen to date Matty J after The Bachelor goes ass up. Yeah. But at the moment, she's happy dating Jack Wilson from Ninja Warrior.
And I'm keen to date Sophie Monk once The Bachelorette's done too. So good for her. All right, well, you've got a lot more detail about your story than I do because I really don't.
I don't give a news.
I am selling it. Don't worry about that. It's a battle of the reality contestants. If I see one more story about Alex Nation. Alex Nation from... See, your face is a puzzle. You don't even know who
from
she is.
From The Bachelorette.
Bachelor, yes.
Bachelor.
Richie. Her and Richie have broken up. And she's now dating some female footballer.
No, she's a cook.
What?
She's a chef.
Who is?
The girl she's dating.
No, she's a football player.
No, she's not.
Yes, she plays football. She does. Look, she's got a football jumper on.
She plays local footy.
Yeah, exactly. So she plays footy.
I think the reason why they had that picture is because she's a massive Collingwood supporter and so is Alex Nation.
I don't care. I don't care.
That's been a pretty big news story in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, that no one cares about.
I read it.
She's some scrubber from The Bachelorette years ago.
She's in radio now.
I don't care. Where is she doing radio? Where does she do radio?
I don't know. I just read that story.
So is Ash Pollard. She does.
That's right.
Yeah, she does radio too.
For our company.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Somewhere.
Somewhere in the sticks, in the country somewhere. Which one do we care less about today, Rach?
I've actually read both of those stories.
Rachel.
But... I like Ash Pollard very, very much. She's a very big... I love her. I'm a massive fan of her. So I care less about Gaundy's story.
Oh, I don't give a news.
Mainly because I don't even know if it's true or not, Gaundy's story.
That she's broken up with Richie and is with this cook footballer.
Yeah, it was on Daily Mail.
It was on
story
everything.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was after it broke on Daily Mail and then everyone picked it up.
Yeah.
It's on news.com, so it must be true.
Oh, got to be true. So I take that this morning, I'll take it.
I lose every time. Every time in this game.
You pick the stories, Rach kind of cares.
I just pick the interesting stuff.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Can we just say a massive thanks to all the schools that registered for this Battle of the Schools?
It's awesome having the kids come in from all the schools around the coast and go head-to-head to win 10 grand, which is awesome.
All thanks to Red Energy have come on board this thing to help the community as well. Let's do it.
Head to cfm.com.au for Bree and Gaunzi's Battle of the Schools. 101.3 CFM.
All right, Battle of the Schools. What is this, round three?
I think it's round three. Have you guys, they're here from Lakes Grammar and Tug Republic. Has anyone heard any of the competition so far?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, they've been listening.
They're onto it.
They're onto it. They've been listening. Okay, so it is best of five. We've got Lakes Grammar. We've got Liam and DeLuke from Lakes Grammar. Tugra, we have Taylor and Lockie ready to play this morning.
All right, guys. So let's test your buzzers one more time. Lakes Grammar?
Lakes.
Perfect. And Tugra?
Tugra.
Nice work, guys.
Lockie, I'd suggest getting up just that little bit closer,
it's
mate.
Pretty loud.
I know,
even
I'm just
saying. Even just shout loud, Lockie. That's what I'd just do if I was you. All right, guys. All right.
Here we
need
go.
Need to buzz in when you know the answer, okay?
Winner goes through to the finals.
Yes.
Here we go.
Question. Jeez, make it dramatic for the kids. Question number one. What cartoon character has the catchphrase, "What's up, Doc?"
Lakes.
Lakes are in.
Bugs Bunny.
It is Bugs Bunny. Nice work from Liam and DeLuke there.
First points.
Very quick. That's all right, guys. You can be quick on the buzzer over there in Tugra. Come on. Question number two. Which three colours are featured?
Oh, they've buzzed in. We'll need to answer.
Oh, no.
Is it red, black, yellow?
What were you going for then?
Aboriginal flag.
Aboriginal flag,
good
no.
Good guess. It's actually the Australian flag, which means Tugra has a free shot. What three colours are featured on the Australian flag?
Red, blue and white.
That
nice
is correct.
Work. Very well done. Taylor and Lockie are on the board this morning. Good guess, though, from Liam.
If you're buzzing, you do need to guess. So just,
exactly
be, just remember
right.
that.
So just remember that if you're buzzing in early. Yep. Question number three. What is the slowest animal on Earth?
Lakes.
Producer Rach, you're the adjudicator.
I've got to say, that felt very dead heat.
Did it?
That felt very dead heat. I couldn't pick that one
okay.
from this side of the
Are
table.
Are we going to say dead heat?
I say dead heat. Move on to the next question. Yep.
The answer is a sloth. Is that what answer you guys were going to go with?
Okay.
All right, question number four. Still one apiece this morning. In nice and loud, so we can hear who goes first, if you buzz in. How many dwarfs did Snow...
Lakes.
Seven is correct.
He's in very quickly. Liam's on the board again.
Two points.
To Lakes Grammar.
Yep.
Nice work, Liam. Question number five. Two to Lakes Grammar here.
Tugra need this one.
One to Tug Republic. You need this one, guys. Where does a cactus grow?
Lakes.
I'm going to say Lakes are in first. Just.
The desert.
He's done it this
the
morning.
The desert's correct. They've got the three. Great game by Tugger, I've got to say. Took it right up to him.
And I believe they knew every answer, didn't you guys?
It's yes, the buzzer.
They sure did.
You've got to be quick on that buzzer. That's what gets you through to the next round. But no one goes home empty-handed. Loopy Laz has got some stuff for you guys.
Your guys get some nice, cool Hit
Network
hats. We've
got some medallions
hats.
And stuff like that.
Can
so.
I just say, Liam... from Lakes Grammar was like Usain Bolt on the buzzer.
He was quick. He
and DeLuke was backing him up very quickly.
Well played this morning, guys.
Nice work
Good
from
job.
Everyone.
Well played. Lakes Grammar go through to the next round. And just like the kids, even the sponsor gives 110% Red Energy, proud supporter of the community. Someone's going to win that cash prize come
I'm
the end
so
of this.
I'm so glad, can I just say, because you don't realise these kids do amazingly well. Because when you're in here, it's actually so nerve-wracking. And I know for a fact all of these guys in here this morning would have known all the answers. But when you're in here, it's so nerve-wracking because you second-guess yourself.
And on the spot, another round of applause,
nice
guys.
Work,
well
everyone.
Done. Battle of the Schools
Great
here
work.
At Sea. Well done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
I heard a creepy story about your kid, Flynn. How old's Flynn?
Yeah, he's 2.5.
Okay.
And the other night I was putting him into bed. Like, you know, we follow our usual routine, he has a shower and then we read books and I lie him down and I put the blankets on and put him into bed. And he said to me, he's got this cane armchair in the corner of his room. And he said to me, Mummy, Grandma, over there in the armchair. And I turned around and I was like, what? And he was pointing at the chair.
But your mum's still alive.
Yeah, and the other thing is he calls my mum Mimi and
okay.
he calls Nick's mum, Nanny. So he doesn't even have anyone in his life that he calls
Grandma.
And I thought that was really
So who's
freaky.
Grandma? Who's the...
I don't know.
Does he say he sees like an old lady in the
Did
chair?
Did you ask him questions?
Not really. I just kind of was like, ooh, okay, good night.
Like, I don't want to know anymore.
And then I told this to Nick, and Nick said, my partner, yes. And Nick said that the next morning he did a similar thing and said, as he was getting ready to take Flynn to daycare, he said, Daddy, who's that behind you? I'm not even joking.
Oh, and
if
kids...
I can just do up a contract for your kid, I'll be the manager. He's the new John Edwards. I'm happy to take 10% of all takings.
And I mentioned this to his, you know, the educators at his daycare, and they were really freaked out about it. But they said often the children, you know, in the room will be just playing, you know, by themselves and as if they're talking to someone else. Or mm-hmm. It must be some kind of imaginative.
Aren't they in tune with this sort of stuff, kids?
They say kids are a lot more in tune because they're not kind of derived from all the stuff from society. So it's literally just kind of what they see or think. Raw. They're not kind of influenced by anything from society that's telling them.
Yeah.
And is Flynn creeped out by this old lady, or is he say? He sounds like he says it pretty casually.
No,
like,
he just says it casually, but it's still a little bit like, Mummy, I'm scared. The other thing he often says is, Mummy, the dogs are going to get me. And then I turn around and I say, what do you mean? And he says, the dogs over there, and gets me to, you know, lift up the blanket to show him that there's no dog under his, you know, under his blanket or in his bed or anything.
And then Ray Graham comes out. They came bounding over.
Take that kid back. He's broken.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Some news just in on the Taylor Swift case. Mm-hmm. Literally just came through. Breaking news. Jury sides with Taylor Swift in groping lawsuit. Orders fired radio host to pay the pop star a symbolic $1. So she's won that case. Which is good to see.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that she won, and obviously it was sent. It's to send a message.
Yeah.
It's to make a statement.
100% it is. I was reading that she broke down in court, and it's been, you know, it's emotional for anyone, no matter what level of success you have. If you feel like you've been violated in any way, I mean, it's not easy for anybody. So
no, it's not. We saw Fifi Box, who is on this network's come out the other day, and she talked about a time where she did an interview with an A-list star, and he assaulted her.
Yeah.
In the studio.
Yeah, I saw that. And then there's also been a lot of talk on the flip side of that too, which I've got to mention, where Tommy Little was on the project and the girl said that, remember this one? She was on the reality show and she said she copped a grope of Tommy Little. And everyone's been saying, well, how's it sort of laughed at the other way around?
And she got escorted out by security?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
At one of his shows or something like
that? Yeah, it was after one of his comedy shows, I think.
Doing the rounds at the moment. We like to end the show here with a little game. Are you over this game? Are you over? Be honest.
No.
I love it. Is the dog's bowl frozen over?
My mum used to send me videos every morning of her walking out to the dog's bowl. And then she tests to see how cold it was the night before by whether or not the dog's bowl had frozen over.
I'd never heard of this before until your mum dropped the saying to me one time. She said, it's so cold in Stanthorpe.
You thought it was a saying.
She's like, the dog's bowl's frozen over. I'd never heard that saying before.
It's not a saying.
It's just her.
It's just her.
Like most things we run with
just
on the show.
Making stuff up.
So we've turned it into a bit of a game because she sends us the video every morning. So let's find out from the people. Nicholas is in Point Frederick.
What do you think, Nicholas?
What do you think, Matt?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I think the bowl is not frozen over this morning.
Right.
Not frozen over. I wonder if anyone's looked up the weather in Stanthorpe this
morning. I was going to say, you can do your research on this game and to see how cold it was overnight in Stanthorpe.
Jamie in Longjetty, is this your new favourite radio game?
Yes, it is, definitely.
All right, loving it. And what do you say, frozen or not frozen?
I'd say it's not frozen this morning.
Not frozen this morning. Okay, from Jamie. Let's take one more. Let's go to Robin in Lake Haven. Morning, Robin.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I reckon it's frozen.
Oh, she's going with frozen.
Okay.
We have had frozen before.
We have had frozen before. That was the first one.
Yeah. We're playing for Red Rooster Super Sprint tickets, which is August 18 to 20. Tickets through Ticketek.
Let's go to the video ref this morning. Mama Di on the video. Is it frozen or not frozen?
Morning, everyone. Let's see if the dog bowl's frozen over this morning. Here we are. She's cool. Oh, yeah. Good chunko there. Oh, it's in. It's cold. Have a good morning.
There you go. It's...
it's frozen over.
It's frozen.
Robin, you've done it.
Awesome.
Oh, you picked it.
Did you hear the baby lamb in the background? My mum's nursing baby lambs
really?
At the moment. Yeah, she's feeding three baby lambs. Did you hear it right at the end?
I missed it towards the end.
You have a listen.
Hang on. Let me just play this last little bit. I'll play
you
the last.
Listen. Listen carefully. Hang on. Bring down that music bit.
I'll bring down. Hang on. Yep.
Have a listen.
Here we go.
Good chunko there. It's in. It's cold. Have a good morning.
The lamb's like, mine's frozen as well. Come sort me out.
Seriously, Mama Di, feed me.
Robin, who would have thought a dog's bowl frozen over would win you a prize on radio
nice
one day?
Nice work.
Thanks for calling the show, all the callers this morning. How many days will this comp run? Because I know your mum will send another one tomorrow.
Well, it gets to the point where it's not going to be cold anymore, but I don't know if the game will last that long.
I love it.
Oh, there's only two options. Well, there was another option yesterday. There was no water in the dog's bowl.
Yeah, that's when Di really likes to mess with us.
It's just super interesting.
I love it. I love it. Next on the station here, we've got the pink timeline. So we're going to go pink from then until now with producer Rach taking over here. So
the old school pink is good.
It's going to be very good.
What was that
they
one?
They were different.
What was that one? Just take us out on a bit of that again, what was it?
I've never regretted anything more.
I'm not letting you get away with it. What is it? What's wrong
with
it?
I think it was just like a pill. When you have to explain what song it was, it means you shouldn't be singing it.
I'm sure that one will be in there somewhere. Whichever one Bree decided to sing just then, we're still not sure. But
It'll sound a lot better than that.
Rachel's next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.